News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Earlier this week, listeners will remember we spoke to Meath County Councillor Nick Killian about a run-in he had with a group of young people. Take a listen.
I was coming out of my office and these young boys were knocking around the actual office door, and I said, look lads, would you ever move away, please? And they started. Basically a verbal laceration. I suppose what took me aback was one of them then spat past me. But for the first time, I didn't feel safe. So what really took me back was their age. There were 13-year-olds. There were students in first year.
Yeah, Nick's story would be familiar, I'm sure, to listeners in different parts of the country. Might a solution for them lie some way to the northwest of us? In Reykjavik, Inga Dora Sigvitsdóttir is a sociology professor who founded the Youth of Iceland programme. Inga, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning. What have you done in Reykjavik?
Hi, and thanks for having me on your show. So, well, in Reykjavik, we have been working with this model for the past little over 20 years. At the time, we had quite a big substance use problem. Specifically, we had a lot of binge drinking among young people. And so at the time, a lot had been going on, like there were all kinds of prevention programs being run, but they just didn't seem to work. So we figured we need to come up with something new and see whether we can change this. So we founded this program that now is called Planet Youth. It's an evidence-based program targeted at changing the environment around kids and through that affecting their behavior.
And what type of things then? What type of things are involved in that program?
So the key is changing the communities. So many prevention programs focus on the kids and say, you're responsible for your behavior. You have to make the right decisions. But we say we are responsible for the kids. So we have to change the environment to see to it that they do not have to use drugs, because kids don't want to use drugs. They would much rather have fun doing something else. So we've, there are several things that have been done, and organized youth work, participation in sports and organized youth work is very important.
Am I right in saying that there's to go hand in hand with it, there's a curfew system in place?
Well, yes. We actually call it guidelines. There are guidelines to help parents to be parents, because we all know who have brought up teenagers that, they say to you, I'm the only one who cannot stay out. All of the other kids can do it. So we figured, if we have guidelines on when all of the kids should be in, and those guidelines are listed on every refrigerator in the country, it makes it easier for parents to say, well, actually, no, these are the rules or these are the guidelines. So all of the kids should be in.
So it's not a case of the police going around rounding up teenagers. It's rather a recommendation for parents. But once all parents get the recommendation, then it's easier to stick to.
Right. So you say it's soft power. It's more like, it's more like making it easier for you to say no to your kid. No, because I love you.
OK, well, look, it sounds
so kind of informal social control.
Yeah, look, it sounds absolutely fascinating. Inga Dora Sigvitsdóttir, who, as I said, sociology professor who founded the Youth of Iceland programme. Thanks a million for speaking to us. I understand, look, they have a pilot project in parts of Galway as well. It's fascinating stuff.
So, Kieran, it's kind of a combination of guidelines on what time kids should be home at, big investment in facilities and sport, and...
Yeah, like it's giving kids an alternative to hanging around the street. I was reading up and about it, and there was this huge problem with kids just hanging around the centre of Reykjavik. And it wasn't just, I suppose a curfew has kind of got the headlines, and there's been articles written all over the world about the Iceland curfew. There's not really a curfew, as she said there. There's guidelines for parents about kind of how late should kids really be out, best practice. But the main thing is they gave them alternatives. They invested. Now, they also gave every parent in the country £500 to invest in after-school activities for their parents, for their kids. Costs an awful lot of money to run this program.